Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Okay, let's talk aviation. See, we leave the best for last. Okay, no, I don't mean to offend anybody. Oh gosh, why did I say that? Desmond Latham, he's an aviation expert. He joins me right now. Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, and how are you, Kathy? Thanks for having me again.
Thank you so
Sorry
much.
Sorry to leave you so quickly last time we spoke.
It's absolutely fine. I'm happy that you had a safe flight. Desmond, let's talk about overbooking. I was under the impression that overbooking flights was common practice, and yet we're seeing that FlySafair is being investigated.
It has been used over the years by airlines. They say around 1% of the passengers worldwide are affected, or not affected, but they have a 1%. So in FlySafair's case, it's around 2 seats per flight that they may overbook, and relying on the fact that passengers don't pitch, which happens. It in fact happened to my mother only a couple of weeks ago, where she missed the flight and had to rebook the next day, and so there was no one in that seat. But I think there was. So you see the situation develops where airlines, because of flow marketing and volume, they rely on filling the seats. That's how they make their money. They don't make it individual passengers. So they tend to push the envelope, especially in seasons, the heavy seasons that we've been going through. However, it's not been an open practice in South Africa. In America, it is. The American airlines do it openly, but they have a big risk policy. They have insurance against risk there. And that's why when you pay for your tickets, you must buy seat insurance, because it's ill-defined in South African terms under the Consumer Act. Not like they're advertising a service and not providing it, therefore, you're owed money. It's a bit more hazy than that. So I feel with the Competition Commission investigating now, that may firm up somewhat. But that's what you should do. It's only a couple of rands more. Buy the ticket insurance each time you fly.
It doesn't help if you are perhaps taking a connecting flight, or if you have to be somewhere for a business meeting or a family event, or it doesn't help that you get bumped off. One of our listeners actually saying, regarding Safair, my son, along with his wife and baby, had that experience. The flight was overbooked and they couldn't get on it. Only after a flight did they find space for them on another flight. I mean, I hear how people are getting irritated with this. Have you ever been bumped?
No, but I know people who have, and especially in America. And it's a major problem because of the connected flight issue. So we enter a phase of aviation now, which is back to normal. In fact, it's accelerating fast now. And in many parts of the country, it's back to 1999 levels pre-COVID. And that was the big moment when we had an issue in aviation, as we all know. So the message here is that I estimate it's about 6,000 passengers a year in FlySafair's case. They won't say openly, but I mean, they have around 6.3 million passengers a year, and they have a 1% on 2 seats, and not each of those will be bumped. But if you read, and the 1% of 6.3 million is 64,000.
Yeah,
64,000. That's not necessarily bumped. That's 1% of the seat are regarded as overbooked. So not all of those will actually be bumped. So we're looking probably, I mean, just extrapolating here, but if you it's not 64,000 South Africans are being bumped here. It's nothing like that upon FlySafair. But I'm estimating it's a few thousand, probably as many as 6,500. And that's a lot of people for two reasons. One is that the collecting flight issue is a major, major problem.
Yeah.
Because your costs just ratchet up and the airlines don't necessarily pay you back. FlySafair does, it'll give you $1,000 domestically and say, and then over and above, and then try and put you in the next flight. So they kind of pay you some money, but you should really get ticket insurance, which means you will get your ticket back. You'll get your money back, all of it. And some airlines around the world, they ask if you don't mind being bumped. And then they give, in America, they give you equivalent of 14,000 rand. So there, some people don't mind being bumped unless they're catching a connecting flight, because they get quite a wad of cash in their hands in exchange. And not all airlines, I hesitate to do that, but it's been regarded as something that, it's called managing low cost, tries to push the risk component of the operation. Strategically, they would try and push that to some extent, because they already have a name that is squeezing people in, long queues, no water in the plane. So why not just add a little irritant, like being bumped, for them as managing the risk there. Whereas if you're a big brand like Emirates, that's a major problem for Emirates.
And you're paying premium.
Yeah, I'm paying premium.
But I imagine that of the big airlines, I mean, that your planes aren't always going to be full to capacity.
No, they're not. In South Africa, recently, they have been. But that's been ratcheting up. But globally, no. Flights are operating. I looked at the percentages here. I mean, for example, in Africa, African airlines are operating at 72.9%. Some passenger flights in Asia are operating at 80 to 89%. In the US, it's around 90%. So they're not, that's over a period. So, you know, it gives you an idea that over a whole year with millions and millions of passengers, that not all planes are full. You've got to pick your time if you want to just get to an empty seat. And, you know, we've been through this midweek, quiet times, don't fly on holiday periods, and try and fly direct because it's a little more expensive. But you do, you know, the experience is far better. Your luggage won't get lost. Very seldom direct flights. It may, but it's very seldom. But it's a high probability it will get lost on a connecting flight.
It's so interesting because, I mean, when you've got these hubs, right? So you've got Emirates for Dubai, you've got Addis and Ethiopian Airlines, and you've got Turkish Airlines with Istanbul. Those are like the three main hubs, I think. I'm not aware of any others.
Yes.
Those
Atlanta.
Is Atlanta also a hub? So,
yeah.
And I mean, those are the ones that are going to be the most likely because those flights are generally always going to be full because you're going to a hub and you can fly anywhere from there. So I imagine.
Yes, you're right. That's how Qatar and Emirates and some American airlines have focused the industrial growth. But what I always say to people is book and then check in online. Don't check in at the counter. Check
Good
in
advice.
Online. Because once you check in online, they issue a boarding pass.
Yeah.
Once you've got a boarding pass, they can't undo the boarding pass.
Exactly. And you can do it 24 hours before your flight. So thank God.
Logically, and how the algorithm works is once that ticket is issued to you, no one else can get it. So in other words, you can book your, maybe they overbook the seats, but once someone has actually got the ticket for that seat, the system, the computer systems physically cannot print another ticket.
Yeah.
So check in online. That's why I've noticed that majority of people now check in online because of a number of reasons. But one of them is that you don't want to get bumped. And once you have the ticket in your sweaty little paw, no one can kind of take it out of your hand. But the person who may have...
Well, they could at least try.
The person who may have booked the same seat logs on after you and they see nothing. They can't log on. Then they get to the counter and they find that they've been bumped. Someone else is already on the seat. So my advice is book, check in, get your ticket. Don't worry after that. You're on the plane, unless it's delayed.
Yeah. Desmond, thank you so much for your time. I really, really enjoy our conversations. And this is really, it's just the perfect note to end off a really hectic news week. So thank you so much. I wish you many, many more hours of safe flights. And I'll keep watching the skies.